Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the One Broke Actress podcast, an honest account of actor life plus a few lessons I learned in the process. I am your host, Sam Valentine, and if you are listening to this episode, it is officially 2024. And I'm still on holiday break. I prepped a bunch of content to come out while I took a break from the podcast and a little bit of a break from social media. And I hope you had a phenomenal holiday. I hope you had a great holidays, all of them, everyone included, including New Year's, which we just passed. Now, New Year's tends to come with its own set of issues. One, because apparently you're supposed to have a really fun at every New Year's party. And let's be honest, I just don't like staying up that late anymore. I'll be quite honest with you guys. I used to throw New Year's parties. My husband and I were famous for our New Year's party. We'd have one every year and it was a big deal. And we'd be up until like 3 o'clock in the morning and people always said it was the best party of the year. And now I guarantee you I was in bed by like 12:05. I will be shocked. I'm recording this in November to prep for this content so I can take a break, but I will guarantee you in bed like 5 minutes after midnight. I'm tired. Thus the reason I needed to take a break. But I will be back with new episodes next week. Huzzah! And in the meantime, I want you to enjoy this episode that I think still stands true that I recorded in January of 2023. So this is now technically a year old, but I think it still is really, really accurate. I'm going to take you in this episode through my SMART goals system, through how I like to goal set and how I guide our former Patreon, now TM, the membership, our online community, through their goal setting. So if you hear me mention Patreon, it's now TM. We will put the appropriate links in the show notes. We will be opening our doors soon, by the way. So if this interests you in the purposes of what is then Patreon, please check out TM because we will be starting to accept new members very soon. But in the meantime, you can start setting your own goals now and setting your own bar instead of waiting for this year to be the year that something great happens to you, right? I strongly believe that the phrase, this is my year, is just, I'm going to, you know, right off the top of this episode, I call it trash and I will stand by that phrase. I hate when people are like, this is your year. No, every year is my year because I'm alive and life is complicated and hard, but I am here. So this is also my year and it's your year and it's your year and it's all of our years. Everybody gets a car. You know what I'm saying? So we're still freaking here. That means it's our year. One other quick caveat for this episode is my sound now is much better than it was then. So thank you for rolling with the ups and downs of recording into my closet like I used to. I hope you guys really take this episode in and sit with it and go through the goal setting process. And even if you don't actually set your goals, I think if you follow along, you will hear things that will resonate with you in terms of mentally setting yourself up for success in a job in which we have so very little control. So without further ado, please enjoy this replay episode of This Is Not Your Year. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the One Broke Actress podcast, an honest account of actor life plus a few lessons I learn in the process. I am your host, Sam Valentine, and today is a very special podcast episode because this was technically going to be a podcast episode just for the Patreon. If you guys are new here, there are public podcast episodes basically every week, but the Patreon gets their own bonus episodes every single week as well. And those are completely separate from the regular podcast episodes. But I decided that today's episode that was just going to be for the Patreon was something that we could all collectively use together. So this podcast episode is going to mention some things that are specific to the Patreon, but also things that I think all of us could use as we set ourselves up for the new year because happy freaking New Year, guys. It's 2023. And if you feel like me, you feel really excited for a clean slate and a fresh roll. There's something about a new date on the calendar and everyone loves a January vibe. There's just a lot going on and it's just a really good feeling to start fresh. This is why I love doing the goal setting meetings.
And a part of the Patreon is that we do them every quarter. So if you're someone who usually sets beginning of the year goals and then you kind of get lost and you don't really know where time goes or what your focus is, I would highly suggest you either check out the Patreon or find your own way to check in with this stuff every couple of months. Because if you guys think back about where we were January, February of 2022, it feels like a lifetime away. It feels like it was a whole nother century ago. And so it's really hard to keep stuff in mind if you're just letting time pass in that way. So I wanted to kick off this year with a solo podcast episode all about setting yourself up for success in 2023. The first thing I want to get to here is there's this sentence that gets said every single year about this time where someone says, "This is your year." And I fucking hate this sentence. And here is why. This is not your year. I despise this because it insinuates that you only get these 365 days to achieve some sort of success, and then nothing past this matters. Or this is the time when you're going to pop and then that's it. Good luck. Oh, it didn't work out. Sorry about that. I don't like the phrase, "This is your year," because it puts this pressure on it to be the only time when you're able to achieve success. And a year is a long time, but it's also really small in terms of a full career. If we're thinking of a career as a lifetime in this business, then thinking of a year as the only time in which you have to succeed sucks. It reduces your productivity. It reduces your worth. It reduces what you have to offer to just this specific year. And then it feels like a lot of pressure, especially when you get 3, 6, 9 months into the year and it hasn't looked like you thought it would look like. It feels like shit. So I would like you to eradicate that phrase from your being right now before we get into our goal setting, before we get into setting ourselves up for success. This is not your year. This is your lifetime. If this is the only time we have to live this life, if this is 365 days around the sun, if this is 52 weeks of your life, this is this particular time, and acting like this is the year that it has to happen or things have to change puts this undue pressure on it. And to me, that is not helpful, and that does not move the needle in any capacity. So instead of thinking this is your year, I would like you to instead think about how you want to feel and how you want to be. Something I'm going to ask everyone at the beginning of our Patreon goal setting meeting is how you want to feel this year. A lot of people will think, like, "I want to feel like a working actor." Yes, cool. But what does that feel like for you? Does that feel like a calmness in your body because you know that you are doing the right thing? Does it feel like joy in all of your moments because you have what you've been working for? Does it feel like curiosity because there's more space in your brain to find new things? What does that feel like for you? And that is the feeling we're going to come after this year. And that is achievable in moments and not just in a year's span. So you can start feeling that literally right now. You can decide to find a way to feel it. So then you're not waiting for someone else's permission to start to achieve the things you want to this year and the feelings you want to this year. So this is not your year, but how do you want to feel this year? In and out. And that is a good indication if you're someone who does a word of the year, that could be your word of the year. I would recommend kind of spending some time with this. Do some journaling, spend some thought time, figure out what it is you want to feel. And that could be because you lacked it last year. It could be because you felt the opposite way in the past few months, or it could be because you felt so good in a certain moment or a time period last year that you want that to be your ongoing vibe. So I want to know how you want to feel. And that is totally up to you, which is cool. The second thing I want you to do to set yourself up for success is to spend some time writing what your success story looks like. And this is really fun. This is where we go 5, 10, 20 years in the future and write what your day looks like. I did this a few years ago. It was something that really kept me going in COVID. And I wrote from start to finish what bed I woke up in, what my windows looked like, what my yard looked like, going into my kitchen, what I ate, what I did with my day, what my schedule was, how I functioned. It was such an intricate exercise. I spent some time on this. Granted, it was 2020 and I had a lot of time to give, but it was such a worthwhile exercise. And one of the things that made it so worth it is because every time I revisit that story, I'm reminded, actually, I have a lot of those things already. Sure, I would really like for there to be more natural light in my house and bigger windows. Yes, I would like to have a yard, all of these things. But the things I wrote down, like letting all of my rescue dogs out to run in the yard, well, you know what? I have three of those and I just have to take them for a walk around the block from my condo. That to me is very akin. And so I'm getting very close to what my future looks like. There's just a few things I could tweak in the process. And getting a handle on what you want is so much better than just having an idea of like, I want to make money from acting, or like, I want to make six figures or whatever that is, because you'll get those things. And trust me, you will blow right on by them because you will not have clocked them as successful. And there's a good chance you will already have moved the goalpost. So if you have never done this exercise, please sit down and spend some time writing about your successful year story or your five-year future. This is very, very much worth your time and energy, and really spend some time on this. If you're someone who loves a vision board, that's a good time to vision board. If you're like a manifestation guru, like go with that. Whatever it is, spend some time thinking about future you and what future you looks like. And don't be shy. You don't have to share this with anyone if you don't want to, but this will really help you decide what you want to work on this particular year. And also to see, like I said earlier, the big picture, and that it all doesn't have to happen this year in order for you to achieve some success. The next thing I want you to think about is last year's achieved and not achieved goals. Now, if you're in the Patreon, you guys know that we do one of our goal setting calls every 3 months. The reason I do them every 3 months is because quarters, aka the four quarters of the year, the 3 month segments of the year, are way easier to see trends in and to focus on things for. It is really hard to pick one goal to have for all 52 weeks of the year because you are a very different person in January than you are in April. You have no control over life circumstances. And when you parse your goals out in more achievable chunks, it feels better over time. And when you can achieve things over time in these chunks, you start to trust yourself more. And when you trust yourself more, you start to do better work all around. So, in doing this, if you were in our Patreon, any of our goal setting meetings this past year, or if you're not and you do this on your own time, or if you just had some journal entries from last year you want to work back on or something like that, you worked with a coach, go over what your goals were set for last year in each chunk. So all my Patreon folks, go find your goals from January, from end of March into April, from end of June into July, and from this last goal setting meeting we had in the end of September for October, November, December. And look at the ones you actually achieved. This is why we do these meetings too, is so that you can actually look over them in due time. Because if we're always moving the goalposts, you will never actually see the changes that you're making. So look at what actually worked. What did you implement that made a change? Was it because you made it a habit and you made tiny little steps towards that goal? Was it something that just naturally progressed for you over time? Did you luck out and someone hooked you up with a meeting with some agent and one of your goals was to get an agent? Or was it because you were open to seeing the possibilities because you had this personal thing on your radar? That's a lot of ideas for you to process. But if you wrote down all of these things, whether in a note on your phone or in a journal somewhere, or if you were on our recorded calls, if you're in the Patreon, you can actually go back and listen to these calls and hear what it was you were personally working on. And look at what the through lines are of the things that you did achieve. Make some notes about those. Is it because it was a smaller goal, so it was easier to get there? Is it was because you set up these steps so well in advance and put them in your calendar? Also, look at the things that you didn't achieve. And don't do this in like a shitting on yourself kind of way. Do it in a very realistic, oh, I made, for example, going on 5-mile walks every single day a goal, and I did not achieve it. Why didn't I achieve it? Oh, well, my schedule got really busy. I changed jobs. I had to revamp my entire life, blah, blah, blah. Great. So what you can learn from that is that goal is not actually accessible for you at this point in your life because you might not be in control of all your life circumstances. You might need to work with the whims of everyday life. God knows as actors, we have these ups and downs all of the time, and we're not really in control of our schedule all the time. So maybe you need to have goals that are achievable whilst on someone else's schedule, which will change the way you set and make your goals for the year. It will also change the way you look at the year when you see what your through lines are of wins and losses through the year. If you are in the Patreon goal settings, you know that I have said 1,000 times that making a goal like, I am going to book a co-star this year, is not a goal I like to tell people to set because you have no control over that. You can do 100 auditions incredibly, but you still might not be the right person for that job, or you might lose it to the director's sister's best friend. You don't know. Those are completely out of your control. So if you have a history of setting yourself up for the year by making plans or goals of some kind that involve only permission from other people, take that into note, take it into context, because I want you to set up goals this year for yourself that have nothing to do with other people's opinions. Make them things that you can achieve entirely on your own or with the help of your community, and not to do with whatever some Disney executive wants to choose for this 2-line barista role. So really look at that and look at what worked and what didn't, and whether it was the systems in place or the goal itself that did not set you up for success. Okay, number 4, I want you to assess your 2022 on your different criteria areas. So the criteria areas we use, just so you guys know, especially if this is your first time setting goals with us in the Patreon, we do SMART goals. These are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based, which is another reason why Book a Co-Star isn't in that realm, because it is not measurable. It is not necessarily achievable by you, and it is not time-based. You cannot give yourself 3-month time periods in order to be successful in this business, because we all know that is an absolute route to burnout and failure. So when we go through this, I want you to look at the criteria. There's 6 areas that we use to make goals all together as a group in our SMART goals meetings. They are 1, finance and wealth. 2, health. 3, career. 4, mindset. 5, relationships. And 6, spiritual. So one of those areas probably just stood out to you. Finances, wealth, health, career, mindset, relationships, spiritual. Something probably just popped to you as a thing that is on your brain right now. Look at what those meant to you over the last year and consider which areas you want to give time to this year. The best part about doing these every 3 months is that you don't need to cover everything at once. In fact, a huge part of our meetings is designating one particular big area to focus on and then not allowing any other area to interfere with the focus area. Here's an example of that. If your focus is finances and your goal is to get yourself out of $5,000 worth of debt, then deciding that one of your career goals is to sign up for a new class does not coincide. There are ways to make this work in different areas, but those two goals probably don't coincide because you're trying really hard to get yourself out of debt. It might not be the new time to take on a new expensive class. So instead, maybe you and your friends would want to start an actor admin group together that was free, or you'd read scripts together once a week. Things like that, where that would be a goal that would support your financial goals, if that makes sense. This is a huge part of the meetings we have every year. Just so you guys know, if this is something you want to do, it's $4. I know I'm making it sound like this big thing, but I want to make it very accessible to everyone. So every tier of the Patreon is invited to our goal setting meetings. So for $4, if you guys want to join us for the January one, you can also join and then like be like, you know what? Actually, I'm not in for the rest of this. I just wanted January. It's linked in the bio if you guys want to sign up, by the way. So assess 2022 based on your criteria. So go through each of these and decide, give yourself a really good score. Give yourself a really honest quality score in these areas. Do you feel like you took care of your finances? Do you feel like you took care of your health? Do you feel like you took care of your career in the ways that are under your control? How about your mindset, your relationships? Do you have spiritual sides? And if so, if that question, by the way, comes up in a weird way, like you're like, I don't really have a spiritual side. It's not something I am a big focuser on, but spiritual often relates to mindset for me, but it also relates to my reasons for being and my morals and my values. So a lot of my work with One Broke Actress lines up with that in a lot of ways. Things like that. It doesn't have to be necessarily that you are religious based. But there are things in terms of like taking care of other people and yourself that can fall under the spiritual side. So give yourself a grade in each of those areas and honestly assess the things you did for yourself and others in those areas. Perhaps you're someone whose career was at a 10 last year. You booked really well. You have a great relationship with all your reps. Everything was so good. But when you look at relationships, you maybe haven't called your friends or your parents in the last 3 or 4 months. Okay, great. So maybe you get an A+ for career, but a C- for relationships. This is where you have to really honestly assess yourself, because this is not to like shit on yourself and try to get, you know, straight A's like we did in school. This is to be really clear that you can't do everything well all of the time. And to get a good picture on making yourself a well-rounded person does not mean that you are 100% across the board, quote unquote, perfect. It means that there's a give and take at any given time. But maybe if your give was really hard in the career section, maybe it's time to take a little bit back and give it to your mindset or to your relationships. I just want you to have an honest assessment of where you are at through your own lens and no one else's. It's really easy to get caught up in what other people might think. So look at these on your own and decide how you felt about each of them this year. Then, number 5, as we move forward, look at an overview of what your 2023 looks like. Some of you already have a ton of stuff planned. Maybe you have big vacations. Maybe somebody's getting married. Maybe you have big goals to start your own business or things like that. And actually assess what kind of timeline you're going to have for yourself. Last year, I started Fast Forward Productions, and it has been a labor of love. And this year, I'm finally bringing some people on to help with it. So it's less of me functioning in it every single day. But it was a huge amount of time I had to give it, which took away from all of my other areas. I couldn't make a ton of other goals in other areas because I had to give a lot of myself to getting this business off the ground. It took a lot longer than I thought it would to get it going. Just when I thought I had everything under control, something would change or things would differentiate or new clients would leave or enter. And I wish I would have given myself an honest assessment of my year and known that February to probably September was going to be very, very much finance and work focused. I did not expect this. Therefore, I set myself up with a lot of goals that I wasn't actually able to achieve because I didn't honestly review the amount of time I was going to have to give to other things. I wish that I would have done this. I also wish I would have done this in 2021 because that was the year I got married. And even though we had like a 30-something person wedding, it still took a lot of time, energy, and money from me that I had to take away from other places because we only have so much to give. So honestly assess what your 2023 looks like. And if you're someone who looks at the year and you're like, this is nothing but open space, great. That's really exciting. If you're someone who looks and is like, man, this year is already packed. Awesome. It feels like adulthood, right? It feels like we're all just trying to figure this out as we go. But actually look at it to get an overview of your time, because the last thing I want you to do is to make really intense plans for like January, February, March, and then come to find out that you are going to be already leaving town for like 8 weeks of that time and you have 18 other things going. It's probably not the best time to put in new habits and relationships at that time. So actually give yourself a real assessment. Look at your year. Look at your timeline. If you're someone who likes to lay out a full board, actually lay out your calendar. Look at it. You can print it out. Oh my God, printing out a calendar. Or maybe you're someone like my husband who donates to a bunch of charities. And so he gets sent 10,000 calendars in the mail every single year, and actually put out the dates physically so you can see them and see how busy you are going to be. Because this will change how you set yourself up for success this year. Because if you are really busy, surviving and thriving in that is a goal in and of itself. You might not need to set yourself up to achieve 10,000 other things because you already have a lot going on. So let's get really honest about what the timeline for this year looks like. And lastly, number 6, get some accountability. Find some accountability. And I'm not just saying this because I want you to join the Patreon, although please come and join us if you'd like. Especially the study buddy tier has a ton of accountability to it. If you're someone who's looking for that, the study buddies has, along with all of the goal setting and the podcast and everything every single week, study buddies also has their own Slack channel where you can find readers. And we have twice monthly calendar meetings where you can get on a live Zoom and we actually co-work together for a few hours twice a month. I'm there also for live questions, almost like an office hours. It's really, really useful. And I think it's been imperative in my own personal schedule as well. But regardless of whether or not you join, I want you guys to have some sort of accountability, whether it's a couple of actors in your purview who will keep you accountable to your goals, whether it's a coach that you work with personally, or people who are in like your business and maybe have nothing to do with the actor side of your world. Find a group of people who will hold you accountable to your goals and your habits and the systems you want to maintain, because it is really easy, unfortunately, to let yourself down first. We live in a world where we put other people first all of the time, especially if you are a parent or a guardian of someone, especially if you have dependents or maybe you're taking care of your own parents or other people in your life. It is really hard to put yourself last, but we are in a career that requires us to have a high level of self-respect and self-care, and no one else is going to do it for you. So this is the year, if nothing else, that you start. Notice I didn't say this is your year, the only year. This is the year you start putting yourself first so that you can take care of others on the way. And also take care of yourself. So find some accountability, because you cannot do this alone. You cannot change your systems, your habits. You cannot achieve goals in a bubble without anyone else. Especially, but not including you guys, you need to have someone to share your wins with. This is a game changer on so many fronts. Anytime I open any of our Slack channels or the Patreon and I see the wins that actors are sharing with one another and each other, I am seeing it double down on their happiness and their relishing in the moment, which will make that victory last a whole lot longer than if they just achieved it and shared it with no one. You need people to bounce this joy off of, because it makes others better as well as making you better. Victories in this business are so hard to come upon. And when you find them, I need you to just languish in them as much as possible. And that is so much more doable when you have a group of people supporting you and you support others. So find some accountability for how you want to set yourself up this year. Those are my top tips for setting yourself up for success in 2023. You guys can see how to join the Patreon in the link below. Like I said, we will do our goal setting meeting. It's actually set for the middle of January. So if that's something you're interested in, please check out the link. We are very active in that group and I would love to have you. But regardless, please find a way to set yourself up for success this year, because although this is not your only year, this is a new year and I want you to be able to enjoy every moment of it. Make sure if you're not already to be subscribed to the podcast as well as the YouTube. We have lots of stuff coming out later this year. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week.